Good morning, world. So today's daf in the Sechet Zivachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKadosh, is daf Mem Tes. And the last thing that we learned was that even though the Torah does not repeat the din of Tzofen by Ayla, and therefore, how do we know that if it only says it once, how do we know it's Ma'akev, since we're dealing with Kachim, and Kachim requires a repetition? So the Gemara said, because since we learn out chatas from the oila, and by the chatas we learned out that it is actually ma'akev, because it keeps repeating the kechatata ola, so therefore it cannot be that the tafel is chamur min ha'ikar. So how could it be that by chatas it's going to be ma'akev if it's not b'tzofein? And that din is learned out from Eila that is repeated again and again by Chatas. How could it be that the Eila itself, which is the Makar, would be less Chamur and the Tzofen would not be Ma'akev? That was the last thing that Ravina explained. That was Ravada Barava's Limud. Now the question is that we got up to today right on the bottom of Menches Amud Beis. Is that really true? Why do you say, do we ever find the tafel being more chomer than the ikar? We certainly do. I'll give you a great example. Let's take the case. You were able to be paid in Yerushalayim if it becomes tame. Masha'inkein, if you bought something with the money of Maisa Sheni and you brought it up to Yerushalayim and that thing becomes tame, then you cannot be paid it. So what are you going to do now? Clearly, the thing that you bought with it, which is only secondary, is more chomer than the original maaser itself. If it became tamei yipadeh, even in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says there's nothing to do with it. Yikaver, all you could do is bury it, because you cannot eat it. Lo achalti mimenu betamei is what you're going to say in the vidui maaser. And therefore, it turns out, that if it's secondary, it's a tafel, it's more chomer than the primary, than the ikar. Answers the Gemara, that has nothing to do with it being more chomer. Over there, the reason that you cannot be poted is because since it itself did not have its own kedusha, and it only derived its kedusha from the original maaser, which you were paid out of money, and then you use that money to buy something else, the level of the kedusha of the maaser that's in it is simply too weak. Lo alima kedusha tele mitvas pidyon, it's too weak to be able to grab on a pidyon with its kedusha. But it's nothing to do with the chumra on rabbits because it's so weak. Okay, how about the case of Tumura? The din is, if you try to be Magdish something on a Balmum, not going to be Chal. You cannot say, here, this Balmum, I want to make it into a carbon. It's never going to become Kaddish. And the Kaddish is a goof. And therefore, you'll always be able to be paid to it, and there's not going to be a problem of it being Aser, Begiza, or Baveda, and so on. Masha Inkin, the Tumura can be chal even on a Baal Mum. So if you take a Baal Mum animal and you say, you bring it to your carbon and you say, the Kedusha of my carbon should be transferred to this animal, even though that animal is a Baal Mum, the Torah says, Tov Barao Rabitov, and it would be chal. And what do you see? That the secondary Kedusha, namely the Tumura, which was only derived from having made the original carbon, onto this other carbon as a tumura, it is more chomer, and it ends up even having a level of kedusha which would be chal on a baal mum. How could a baal mum be given kedusha hamizbeach? So you see, ilu iu chayla. That's different. That's not because the secondary thing is more chomer than the original. That's because, remember, the tumura itself is. It begins with something that was already chal kedusha zaguf on it, right? You've got a perfectly kosher carbonola. So then that kedusha is already here in the world. Now you want to transfer that kedusha onto the tamura. That kedusha goes on the tamura. Masha inkin, where you're bringing chulin, and this chulin is a baal mum, and you're trying to make chulin a baal mum kodesh. That you can't do. Because you didn't start off with Kedusha, you started off with Chulin. But that's not because it's more Chamor. So Tamura, the reason that it's Chachum is because it comes from something that's already Kiddush Kiddush Zaguf, Mikayach Kachim Ka'atya. But if you're trying to make the original Chulin Kodesh, then you're coming to make Kachim Mikayach Chulin Ka'asi. And that, you don't have the power to do. Okay, I'll ask you another question where it appears that the Iker is not as Chomer as the Tafel. How about a Korban Pesach? So now, all year round, the Korban Pesach has a din of a Shalami, right? Okay, so that, but what that means is that if you bring the Korban Pesach, remember that Korban Pesach does not have the Chumra of Shalami. So there's no smicha, there's no nesachim, there's no stufas chasav v'shok. Masha enkin, if you bring it shalom bizmano, the Pesach itself doesn't need it, but the mota Pesach that is left over is not going to be used for Pesach. That is brought as a shlamim, and it does need whatever a shlamim needs. It needs smicha, the sachim, trufas chasav v'shok. How do you explain the fact that the secondary kedusha of the meiser Pesach is going to be more chamer than the actual kedusha of the Pesach itself to be chayav in smicha, the sachim, and trufas chasav v'shok? So you see that you cannot bring a raya from the fact that something is chomer, that it must be that the place from which it's derived also has to have that chumra. Here is an example of tafel chomer min ha'ikar. No, that's not because tafel chomer min ha'ikar. That's because a Pesach actually is a shlomim any other time of the year, remember? And therefore, that is a completely different halacha. It's because it's not a Pesach anymore, it's a Shlamim. So Pesach B'Shar Yimot HaShana is a Shlamim. Okay, so now getting back to the whole question. So the whole question was, how do we know that the Ola, the Tzofin, is La Ikuva, and that it's not just a mitzvah? So our first position was, and that we just finished proving that seems to be very reasonable, that if the chatas, which is learned out of the Eila, is ma'akev, and if you don't do it, but suffering, so kol shekein, the Eila itself, which is the source of the halacha, must be ma'akev if you don't do it, but suffering. If you don't like that, Teretz, so Yibayitem, I can tell you very simply, Omar Kra, since the Pasuk says, by the Korban Eila, so it says, V'samachet yado arosh hachatat, v'shachatat hachatat bimkom ha'ola. What's the pshat bimkom ha'ola? That repetition teaches us that the mokom is defined as the ola. Then that can't be an ola mokom. Why not? If it's only lechatchila, it must be that it's even b'diavad, and that part of the actual innate description of what an Ola is that it's in that mokum of Tzafon. Otherwise, we wouldn't define the place of being the place of the Ola, which is the place where you shechted the Ola, but wouldn't say mokum ha'Ola. Okay, so now we know by the Korban Ola, Tzafon is ma'akev. Now we know that by Korban Chatas, Tzofen is ma'akev. But the Mishnah listed also that a korban asham has to be done b'tzofen. How do we know that asham minolan deboi tzofen? So first of all, we don't even know the mitzvah before we get to la'akev. How do we know that there's a chiyuv of tzofen on an asham? Well, because by the asham as well. It says, b'mkorim asher yishchatu et ha'olah, yishchatu et ha'asham. So it's basically the same exact lashon that we had by chatas. Okay, that teaches meshchita. How do I know Kabbalah? Because it goes on to say, ve'et damo yizrok. So that means the two are together. V'mokom ha'ola ve'et damo yizrok. Also, that means that it has to be done. Kibo damo nami b'tzafon. So if you read ve'et damo, so then that goes together as Kabbalah. And first, damo obviously requires Kabbalah. So if it's shachato, ve'et damo, that means take the damo as well. How do we know that the Kohen himself, this is the same question that we asked before by the Chatas, how do we know that the Kohen himself has to be b'tzofen? Because since it could have just said, v'damo, And instead it says, Ve'et Tomoth. So remember, Ve'et always expands the limud a little bit. And this teaches us that it comes to include him. So he himself is the Kohen that goes together with the act of Kabbalah. Now, all of this, of course, is only l'chatchila, l'mitzvah. Ashkechan l'mitzvah, la'akev minolan. How do we know that we need self, and that if we don't have it, the asham isn't kosher? Where do we learn that from? Do we have a doubling up with which we could say, shana l'avakosim la'akev? We do indeed. We have another pasuk. Now, this pasuk is really not directly connected with the opening parshan, Vayikra, which tells me the dinim of the Asham, but this pasuk appears by the Asham Mitzora. So it says by the Asham Mitzora, Vishachat et hakeves bimkom, it says over there too, even though this is an Asham like any Asham. So it says over here, once again, bimkom hakodesh, kikachatat ha'ashamu lakohen. And that bimkom hakodesh means et hachatat ve'et ha'olah, which means that he has to shecht it where it's meant to be shechted as a chatas and olah shechted. So since I know that the chatas and the olah can be shechted only in that place, well, then that means that it's also la'akiv. Wait a minute, but I thought we need that for a completely different reason. I mean, that halacha is coming to tell me, you're trying to tell me that's why it says the pasuk again by the Asham Mitzora? That's not why it says it over there. Except remember again, the pasuk of the, let me actually, before we remember the lesson of the pasuk, let me just remind you that we have a very special new halacha by the Asham Mitzora, and that's kind of what's going to be confusing us. The new din of the Asham Mitzora, we just discussed last week, that you have to be mekabel the dam with two kohanim. One of the kohanim is mekabel the dam normally, and that dam goes on the mizbeach in a mizrak. The other kohen is mekabel the dam in his palm, directly into his hand, and then that dam is actually sprinkled on the Mitzora, on the boy and yodo veraglo and ozno hayaminid, right? Now that means not normal asham, and that's what's going to confuse us. So when we come to this abnormal asham of the asham mitzera, so it says over there specifically, once again, that there's a halacha of v'shachat et ha-keves, this is the keves of the asham mitzera, now, please pay attention, because l'chora wasn't necessary to tell us. Shechted in the same place that you shechted the chatas and the ola. I mean, one or the other would be enough, no? I mean, you could say, b'mkom asher shechat et ha'ola. B'mkom asher shechat et ha'chatat. So by telling us the chatat v'tola, we're going to have to figure out what that repetition means. But anyway, getting back to the pasuk, so it says shechted in that same place, bimkom hakodesh, and then repeats yet again, ki kechatat ha'asham hu la'kohen, kodesh kodeshim hu, and this seems to be putting an awful lot of emphasis on the way that this asham has to be treated like a chatas. And there, it turns out that we need it as the Braita takes a look at the pasuk. And that is the Varsha Yabichlal, the Yatsa Lidon. We have a fascinating halacha over here. This little piece is just quoting now from the opening to the Sifra, which is the list of the Yud Gimel Midas according to Rabbi Shmo. And now it comes to the Midah of a Varsha Yabichlal, the Yatsa Lidon, the Dover Hachadash. The halacha is that iyata reshoy lachziro lechlalo, ad shiachzi reno akatuv lechlalo beferush. So, we give here, as we do in all of the brightot that expand on these dinim of the midosh hatar nidresh espam, it's very long brighta. So each one of the midosh hatar nidresh espam is given examples of it in order for us to understand properly what is meant by the klal. So let's take a look at the example that the Sifra gives of the klal of Rabbi Yishmael, that a dover shaya bichlal, something that was once included in an overall rule, and for some reason the Torah repeats it and tells us a brand new halacha. Now, remember, we had a different din. It's very important to distinguish between these two klalim. We have a Dover Shaya Baklal, the Yatsa Lelamed, Lo Lelamed al Atzmo Yatsa, El Lelamed al Aklal Kulo Yatsa. You remember we've been talking about that example. And what that meant was that if there's a halacha that is mentioned in one particular prat that had not been mentioned in any of the other pratim, so then we understand that to be actually a halacha that applies to all of the pratim, and the Torah gave us an example of it, and now we learn it back into the klal as a whole. But how about a halacha that contradicts the klal? What is that? Ah, that's this case. If it's Yatsa Lidon B'davar HaChadash, what that means is that we're going to treat it differently than we treat the whole klal. All of the other hashamot require all of the dam to be put on the mizbeach. This hasham is being treated totally differently, and it tells me that you need to take some of the dam and not put it in the mizrach and have the kohen collect it in his hand. Here the rule is, once a prat has been singled out to be different than the other pratim, not to teach us something new, but to teach us something totally different, that violates the other dinim of the pratim, it loses itself, all of the dinim of the pratim, until the Torah puts it back in to the overall dinim. So once the Torah tells me, take the blood, put it in the Kohen's hand, and then put it on the body of the Mitzorah, do I need to put that dam on the Mizbeach at all? Do the Emurim of a carbon like that go on the Mizbeach? If I didn't put all of its dam on the Mizbeach, maybe there's no din of Zrik on the Mizbeach, and maybe there's no din of bringing the Emurim on the Mizbeach. After all, this is a cuckoo asham, so how do I know that it has the normal dinim of an asham? So there, Ketza says, "V'shachatat ha-keves bimkom asher yishchatat ha-chatat ve'et ha-ola bimkom ha-kodesh, ki kachatat ha-ashamu." Now, what is that last piece? Well, it's like the asham, it's like the chatas. I don't have to say that. You just told me that. So, ma tamud lomar kechatat ha-asham. Didn't you just tell me you have to shecht it in the makom that you shecht the ola and the chatat? Why are you repeating it again? Ah, that's because it teaches us, this is a perfect example of the rule that I just mentioned. Lefi shiyatza asham mitzora, lidon bedavar achadash. Since this asham mitzora is totally anti all the other ashamites, and I'm supposed to take the dam and use it for boin yad, uboin regal, and ozen yemanit, maybe it doesn't even need to be put on the Mizbeach at all. Yochol lo yehe ta'un matam damim ve'imurim legabe Mizbeach. What makes you think we even need that other coin to be mekabel the dam? What makes you think we even need to put any dam on the Mizbeach? And if we don't, what makes you think we need to bring the imurim on the Mizbeach? That's why it says over here, Kirkatata Shamu. Just like a, forget about Tzofan, just like a Chatas, is to una matandamim ve'imurim, v'gabayam mizbeach, af asha metzera is no different, and it requires matandamim ve'imurim legabay mizbeach, and therefore, it could be that if we have the need to put the din of the asha metzera back, maybe that's why it had to repeat the Shkita, B'mokim, the Ayla, and the Chatas. Because after all, the Torah has made this a cuckoo asham. So maybe it's also cuckoo when it comes to the Tzofen. Just like we needed an extra pasuk to make sure that you bring its dam on the Mizbeach, maybe we need the opening pasuk to tell me that you need to do Shkita B'Tzofen. But then that would mean that this is not a repetition. It's absolutely required, because I would have thought maybe it doesn't need Shkita B'Tzofen since it's not a normal Asham. You can't use the Asham Mitzera, therefore it's a doubling up of the Chiyuv. Ah, no, because if that would be the point, so then why did it need, we should just have said, this Asham Mitzera requires suffering. Once we would have known that the Usher Mitzvah requires suffering, I would have learnt that din of suffering to all of the other Ashamais. Because the truth is, I only need one example of suffering by a Korban Asham to tell me. You'll say, but wait a minute, I thought this is a cuckoo Asham. It's only a cuckoo Asham in terms of where you put the dam and the idea of needing a pasuk to tell me that you need dam on the Zrika on the Mizbeach to be Matrei Muvinim. It's not cuckoo in any other way. So any halakha that would have appeared here would have automatically referred back to its klal. That would have been a davar shiyatza min haklal olamid, lo olamid al atzmo yatza, lo olamid al haklal kula yatza. Remember, it's only when you have a contradiction to the normal dinim, that's when you need to be iatamach zero leklolo. But this din of tzafon would not have been a contradiction. It would have simply been to teach me something new. That's all. And that would have taught me the klal of Ashamot. So if that would be the case, just write the din of Asham Etzera here, Nichtov Bahai, below Nichtov Bahai. Why would I have needed to teach me back in Vayikra, in the original pasuk that we brought, which tells us that we should do the Shechita, and it should be in the Mokom of the Eila and the Chatas? I would know that, because I would know it from Asham Etzera. Well, wait a minute. Not necessarily, because if you hold Hanicha Isfiran Yatza Lidan Bedover Chadash Iyuhu Delogamar Miklolo. Now look, I mean, think about it yourself. Forget about this complicated Gemara in your own brain. We've got two interesting cases, right? And they both can focus on the same case. We've got a klal of Adover Shiyatza Min HaKlal Lamed. This is a very important Gemara, guys, because it's teaching us fundamental dinim about the Yud Gimel Midah Shatir and Nidreshes Behem, which is the Ikar of Torah Shabbal Peh. So I should at least get something of a smile and a twinkle in your eye when it comes to this sugya, don't you think? So let's have some real concentration. So we've got two of the Klolim of Rabbi Shmuel, two of the Yud Gimel Midahs, and they both seem to relate to this situation. We've got a Chatas Mitzvah. Let's imagine that the Din of Tzafen would not have been written back in Vayikra, in the Dinim of the Asham overall, and the first time we would have encountered a Halacha of Tzafen would have been when it comes to the Asham Mitzvah. So, what would we have said? So what the Gemara is claiming is that we would have said that this is a Dover Shahaya Bechlal. It's an Asham, like any other Asham. It was Yatza min HaKlal Lelamein, then Lo Lelamein al Atzmo Yatza. This new din of Safon is not only about the Asham Etzera, it was Lelamein al HaKlal Kulo Yatza. This is a din on all Ashamot. Okay, that's one part of the puzzle here. But then there's this other issue. The other issue is that there's a new contradictory din besides this din of tzafin, right? And what is that? That you're supposed to put the dam onto a person instead of putting it on the mizbeach. How do I know that you also have to put it on the mizbeach since it never said that? Now that's called a davar shehaya bechlal, the yatsa lamed al davar chadash, that is antithetical to what was there before, that then we will also take it out of its general klal until the pasuk is machziro lemekomo, right? Two different things. So we thought that we could examine those two things independently. But that's not necessarily the case. Because, you see, there's a machlokas about what is the din in a case where something was like this, that is a absolute davar chadash, that's a contradiction. All the other Ashamis, all of the dam needs to be mekubal by a kohen in a kos, and it needs to be put on the mizbeach. This is a contradiction. So now, does that mean that we don't learn it from the klal unless the Torah specifically says so? Meaning that until you tell me that it needs to have zrikas adam and it needs to have hakrevas emurim, that I need for it to be put back into its klal? But, I mean, you could still apply the other rule that the klal of Hashemais can be learned out from a new din that's not a contradictory din, namely Tzofein, that would appear in this particular case of an Asham. Then you're right. We could have learned all of the dinim of the klal requiring Tzofein ba'Asham from an Asham Mitzera, and then the extra pasuk back in Vayikra that tells me the same thing would have been Shana Alav HaKatuv La'akev, which tells me that if an Asham is not brought b'tzofein, then it's actually pasul. But what about if you hold according to the Man D'Omer that says, Ela, Isvirlan, that once something is cuckoo, that is, that it's a Dover Chodesh, that is a contradiction to its own klal, neither do we learn it from the overall rules of the klal, and therefore we don't know that it requires Zrika or Haktara Semuri, but neither can we learn the klal out of it. And we cannot say, well, it didn't require stuffing, so therefore the whole klal requires stuffing. No, that's not necessarily true. Because once we find out that this is a cuckoo asham, maybe the din of stuffing is also cuckoo. You see, so it makes a great deal of sense. Saying without, you'd figure this out yourself. So therefore, the question is, are these klalim independent? Or do we need to take into the consideration that it was a yotza to teach me a davar chadash? It was a contradictory davar chadash. It was not yotza lelamet stam. That's the question. So then I would need the pasuk to tell me tzofein by the asha mitzera, and it wouldn't be a doubling up. It would be necessary because otherwise, how would I know that it needs tzofein? No, wait a minute. What do you mean, how do I know it needs tzofein? It says in the pasuk that, yeah, you're talking about it as if we're at the early stage. It was a davar yotza to be melamed a davar chadash. But we're past that. The Torah said, ki kichatat ha'asham, to say, don't think that it is not like other ashamas. It is other ashamas. So you say, ade hadre kro? Fine, okay, but the pasuk was a hadre, right? The pasuk says, ki kichatat ha'asham, to teach me specifically that. That kichatat ha'asham, for everything. And that means for the zrikas ha'dam on the mizbeach, even though some of the dam is being put on the mitzera, and to bring a murim on the mizbeach, even though it never said so. And once that's true, so now it's like any other asham. So why would there be a problem of knowing that it needed tzofein? Why is it repeating tzofein? So at this point, it gets back into the other rule, which is a davar alama, that this is coming to teach me ikuva. That's the point. So here there's no problem. It was already machziro because kivan da hadre ahadre. So therefore, I already know that. So therefore, I can use the tzofein to teach me. Omalei marzutra b'reidu v'mori l'ravina. Maybe not. Maybe, just again, I'm afraid you're getting lost. Okay, so let's just review what happened, because, again, we're sort of popping down here into these various halachas. The question was, how do we know, in general, how do we know that asham requires tzofein? So that we understood, because it said, beferish b'mokam, the mokam ha-chatat, and the mokam ha-ola, that's where you shecht the korban asham. Okay, so then we said, okay, that is l'mitzvah. How do I also know that it would be ma'akev? So the Torah says, by the asham mitzera, it repeats a din that we already know. And the din that we already know is v'shachatat ha'keves b'mkom asher yishchatat ha'chatat ve'et ha'ola. So we already know the normal din from all ashamais, and it repeats it again by asham mitzera. It must be repeated, therefore, to teach me ikuva, right? Very simple. Now here comes the papda. It's not very simple, says the Gemara, because that pasuk is dealing with a cuckoo asham. And the cuckoo refers to a klal of the Yud Gimel Midas. And that klal in the Yud Gimel Midas is, wherever something is cuckoo, it's totally cuckoo. And you have no right to apply any of its normal dinim to it. So that's called a general klal, which is a davar chadash. It was yotza to be malamed on a davar chadash. And this is not the same as Yatza Lelamed, Lo Lelamed Al Atzmo Yatza, it's the opposite. If it was Yatza to teach me a Dover Chadash, which is a contradiction, a Dover Chadash means that it's outrageous here. It's a contradiction to its normal dinim. So you cannot be Mahadra or Klolo Acha Hadre Pasik Beferish. The Torah has to put it back into the Klol. And if it didn't, you wouldn't know it's dinim. Okay, so what dinim wouldn't you know? Nothing. You would think you don't do Zrika. Doesn't say to do Zrika, it says to take the Dhamma, put it on the Mitzrayah. You would think you don't do Zrika. And if you don't do Zrika, then you don't do Hakrava Semurim. So obviously, we need this Pasuk to tell me that you are going to need, in this case, Tzafan, because I wouldn't have known Tzafan, you see. And this was actually brought as an example of that special cloud, Dover Shahaya Bichlal. So this is a pop-down. We're starting to discuss the Midas of Rabbi Yishmael in the Braita about an Osha Mitzrayah. So once we already started discussing the Midas Shater Nidreshes Ben by Osha Mitzrayah, it turns out that we need to distinguish between those two Midas Shater Nidreshes Ben. The first one being Dover Shahaya Bechla V'yatzalidon B'dover HaChadash I Ata Rishay Achziro L'Klolo Achi Achzireno Akatuv L'Klolo B'Feirush. That's Ahadre. So the other one is Dover Shahaya Bechla V'yatzalilameid, not L'Lameid B'dover HaChadash Yatzalilameid Lola, it's Lo Atzmo Yatzalilidon V'Klau Kulo Yatzal. So to L'Lameid Ala Klau Kulo Yatzal. Right. That means the din of tzafain that would have appeared here as an extra tzafain is teaching us, because that's not a contradiction. Tzafain's not a contradiction. And I already know tzafain by all of the ashamais. And I already said that this asham is like any other asham because it says kichatata asham. So why can't we use this pasuk to tell me it's a repetition? And we can learn out from this repetition that it's ma'akev by the Mitzrayah, and therefore it's ma'akev by all Ashamais, because it was already returned to its place. And so we seem to have a nice marker for the ikuva on Asham of Tzafan, right? So it was straight until we needed to discuss this beautiful discussion, which we're very grateful for, that brought us a deeper understanding of the difference between two klolim that sounded very similar, and yet were teaching actually opposites. So that's why we seem to have a perfect example of a repetition that tells me in everything, because kiven dahadre ahadre. Now, unfortunately, for our concentration, the pop-down continued, because now we want to challenge the fact that you are claiming that once the Torah said ki kechatata asham, it applies on everything, including tzafain, which means we know the basic din of tzafain, and when it repeats tzafain, it must be coming to tell me yikuva. That's what you're claiming, right? The problem is that Marzutra points out to Ravina that maybe this is not called Achi Achzira HaKatuv L'Chlolo. Because when the Torah returned it back to the Klal, Ema Ki Ahadre Kra, maybe it was only saying that it does require Matan Domim Ve'emurim, because those are Choshiva things. Those require Kohuna. Shechita does not require Kohuna, right? So do you have a right to say that once the Torah told me Kichatata Asham, that it means in all details, including suffering, which can be done by a tzar, and that means even in the case of an asha mitzera, if a tzar is shochet, he has to be shochet b'tzafain, maybe it's only a hadrei kra, maybe it's only hachi achziru ha-katuv b'feirush, and the things that are very chashiv, that require kuhuna. But Shechita de lo bei kuhuna, maybe it's tzafain, and that would be why I needed to mention tzafain here by the Shasha Mitzera, because otherwise I would say, look, it's still cuckoo. I mean, yes, you're right, it's not cuckoo, but okay, things that a Kohen has to do because the Torah said treat it like any other Asha. But that's not true about tzafain. So maybe the repetition is not to tell me ikuva, which would allow us to learn out all the ikuva from here, maybe the Torah is repeating it because I would not have known Tzafan by Asha Metzera since it wasn't the Hadrei Kraft for Tzafan. And there goes your whole raya. Now you don't have a place to know that you have a repetition. No, that's definitely not the case. Because how did the Torah put it back? Where did the Torah machzir leklolo? It says, kechatat ha'asham hu. Now, that is going overboard to tell me kechatat ha'asham hu. All you need to say is ki kechatatu. If you said ki kechatatu, I would have said, okay, so then it needs matan damim ve'imurim from the Mizbeach. But when you say, listen, every asham is like a chatas, what are you telling me? This is like every other asham. Haven't I told you every asham is like a chatas? Okay, so then what are you saying? I understand clearly from that discussion, I am meant to look at an asham etzera like every asham. There's no other way to understand that pasuk. You see the difference? If you just want to tell me a din, you can tell me it's like a chatas. But by saying, look, man, ashams are like chatas. What's wrong with you? Oh, okay. So then you're telling me, you're hitting me over the head. You're saying, this is an asham, is an asham, is an asham. Forget about the fact that it has something that's abnormal. Okay? So then that would mean that it requires tzafain. Why do you need to repeat tzafain? Only to tell me le'ikuva. And once it's a known here, le'ikuva by asham etzera, now it becomes part of the other limud of Rabbi Yishmael's midas, which is not lelamed al davar chadash, but yatsa lelamed lo lelamed al atzmo yatsa, ela lelamed al haklal kulo yatsa. In which case, if it's ma'akev tzafen by an asha metzera, which has now been insisted by the Torah that it's supposed to be a normal asha metzera, stop thinking about it in this crazy way. It's not cuckoo. It's just a kichatata asham. So now I can learn back to all of the ashamot that the shechita is ma'akev. Lovely, right? Very straightforward. And meanwhile, we've gotten so much insight into these klolim, which before just sort of rolled, went in one ear, went out the other ear, and now it's time for somebody to say kaddish, Rabbi Shmuel. And that's it, right? No, this is mamish, this is it. Okay, so I now...
think that in davening, Esau Mekomen and Rabbi Shmuel come together?
Perfect, right?
It's fascinating, though.
No? Where else should it be? Great. Anyway, but I'm sort of curious. I mean, you told me that we're repeating the din of Tzofein by the Asha Metzera. It's really strange that the way that the Torah taught us that you need Tzofein was by saying, B'makom asher yishchat et ha-chatat ve'et ha-ola. I understand. I mean, what do I need both, right? I know already that the din of the chatas requires tzafet. So why do you have to mention both? Why should you say, lomeli lakshiye lechatas, and then say also, lomeli lakshiye le'ola? I mean, why do we need two hekeshim over here? That's enough. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, I need it. Because you see, if I had baked a hekesh to the chatas, I wouldn't have been able to learn it out from the chatas, right? Because how do I know the chatas? I only know the chatas from an ayla. But that's a hekesh, right? We learned that out, that the chatas is supposed to be shechter ka'ola. But that means that now I'm applying something that I learned from a hekesh, that is, chatas from an ayla, and I'm going to use another hekesh that's going to compare the asham to the chatas. Uh-oh, but that is a lamad min ha-lamad. So it would be a davar ha-lamad be-hekesh that you're trying to now use to be melamed from another hekesh. But you can't do that. Davar ha-lamad be-hekesh is not chayzer melamed be-hekesh. Therefore, I needed to compare it to Ela to go back to the roots. And the roots was the Ola directly, which is not learned from hekesh. And that's why the Torah did that. So, avamina. I would have said, well, chattas, how do I know the chattas itself? I only know the chattas itself from the hekesh to the yayla. Tavra alama behekesh, chazerum alame behekesh. That's what I would have thought. But now that the Torah goes ahead and compares it to both the chattas and the yayla, obviously it means you cannot learn it out because from the hekesh you have to go to the yayla. Okay, says Marzur to Bered Ramar Levina. So fine, I understand. So then just compare it to the Ayla. What are you comparing it to the Chatas for? You're telling me, well, I can't just compare it to a Chatas because then how would I be able to learn out the din? Okay, fine. So I understand. You're 100% right. You need to compare it to the Ayla. But what the heck did you confuse us for by comparing it to the Chatas? I had to compare it to the Chatas because otherwise you would never have said, hey, why'd you have to compare it to the Ayla if you already compared it to the Chatas? And then you wouldn't have figured out, oh, if I had compared it to the Chatas, I wouldn't have been able to know it because a Hekesh can't teach another Hekesh. How would you know that? You see? But since I compared it to the Chatas, and you say, okay, that's enough, isn't it? No, it's not enough. You need an Ola. Why is it not enough? Because a Hekesh can't teach from a Hekesh. This is therefore the place that teaches us that a Hekesh can't teach a Hekesh. It's incredible. So we bedavka confuse you to force you to recognize that comparing it to the Chatas is insufficient until I tell you Keola. But if I had left out the Chatas, okay, yeah, you would have said, yeah, right, okay, so we compare it to the Ayla. That's great. So that would be the point. So let's see that inside. Okay, so then go ahead and be Makashid La'ola, not the Chatas. Because if I did that, Avamina says Ravina, that a davar alami behekesh could be chozrim alami behekesh. And if you will say, so then if that would be the case, if it could have been malami behekesh, why would I have said that Ashram is like an Ayla? An Ashram is much more similar to a Chatas. Why doesn't it say the Ashram is like the Chatas? And I would use that as the basis of saying, you see, you can't learn from a Chatas, you have to learn from an Ayla. Nah. I would say it doesn't prove anything, because obviously the Torah wants to compare it to the main source. What was the primary source? Primary source was Torah. That makes sense. Without it's forcing me to say I wouldn't have been able to learn it out. I wouldn't have been able to learn it out. But it makes more sense to always go to the source, you know? Therefore, says Ravina, I need to first be makisha to a Chatas to confuse you. Lachi actually Chatas, and then it turns around and it's actually la'ila to dafka beat you. Listen, you think you know the din because I told you to shek to the namokam Chatas? I fooled you. You don't know the din. You only know the din when I tell you. And that's gufa there to teach me lememar that a davar halamad mehekesh eno chozerim alami behekesh. Amazing. So now we know that. I actually have a different place that you could have learned out that din. That a davar halamad behekesh eno chozerim alami behekesh. And it's mihalcha. Getting back to our favorite sugya. The way that the Torah repeats the halachas of the Par Kohen Mashiach, and it repeats them by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, with the V'asah, Kasher Asah, the whole shtick, right? Now, there's one piece of the action that we didn't mention, and that is, it says in the Par Kohen Mashiach, to bring what you need to bring, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim. Now, that is totally weird. We discussed this before. It's totally weird. Because you say, the Farish in the parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach, you say, the Farish what the din is, and then you tell us, Kasher Yuram. Listen to what the Pasuk says. This is the middle of the Par Kohen Mashiach. Ve'et kol chelev par achatat yarim mimenu. Et ha-chelev ha-mechase et ha-kerev, et kol ha-chelev asher al ha-kerev, ve-et shtei ha-klayot, ve-et ha-chelev asher aleihem, asher al ha-kselim, ve-et ha-yoteret al ha-kaveh. Do you have anything to add to that list? Go ahead, somebody. Got anything to add to that list? Absolutely not. So then why does the pasuk continue and say, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim? What does that have to do with the price of eggs in China? We haven't even gotten to that. Why are we talking about it? Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim. We're talking about a Korban Chatas over here, of a par of a Kohen Mashiach. Why are we comparing it to the dinim of Shlamim? And it's only in Tzav where we get into the details that Shlomim, you know, the special concept of Shlomim, we don't even know we need access to Shlomim yet. So why are we bringing that up here? L'may Yilchata. What, to tell me the actual things? The Yoter Takaveh, the Shtei HaKlayot, with Kol HaChelev HaShe'er L'Yam. It says that. The Gufei Ktiv. I just read it to you. It says that beferish. So, what did we say before? Because since the boyag mori yoter tagavid v'shtei akloyot b'par alam davar shal tzibur, l'sirei avodes kerchovim, remember our favorite pasuk v'asak, asher asah l'par ha-chatat, the chatat is a reference to which chatat, sirei avodes kerchovim. And that comes to tell me that whatever the korban was brought, whatever parts of the korban were brought, were that were done by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, which this pasuk is referring to, Vasalapar, Kasher Asalapar, and then the Chatas, which means that we're using, due to the Si'ire Avodes Kerchovim, the same thing that you're doing here to the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor. But wait a minute! If I only know the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor requires these Emurim because it says Vasalapar, Kasher Asah. So I only learn out Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur from the Par Kohen Mashiach. Now, how am I going to be able to learn out Seire Avodah Zarah from Par Helam Davar if Helam Davar itself was only learned from the Kohen Mashiach? That's learning out a Hekesh from a Hekesh. Therefore, the Torah had to repeat the din as if it were said in this parsha itself. That's why it repeats the halakha of the, it's as if it's double to make it appear there, the same way you did to the korban shlamim. What do I need that for? You don't. I wanted to be able to use it to teach me. So mishum deboyag mori yoter takaved v'shtei akloyot for paralam davar shel tzibor, to teach me l'parachatat, which is Seirei Avodes Kerchovim, and this halacha of shtei akloyot, and so on, does not appear begufei lo ktiv, it's not appearing in the sugya of the paralam davar. I only know it because of the Ve'asa Kasher Asa, to learn it out from the Par Kohen Mashiach Hu Degomar. That's why we repeat it Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlamim, so that it would be as if we would apply that din directly, Ki'ilu it was written in the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, and that way it won't be a Dover Alomi Be'ekesh, because you're an Alomi Be'ekesh. So Rav Papa says to Rav, so according to you, then why, what a crazy way to tell me the halacha. I mean, all you need to do is write the Yoter HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayot and so on, and then put it directly into the Parsha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. I mean, it's the most insane way of teaching us something. You know that you need to learn from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor to see Avodes Kerchovim. And you know that then you got a problem, because the Par Helam Davar itself is only learned from the Par Kohen Mashiach. So what's your solution? What, are you crazy? The solution is, instead of simply writing the din directly into Par Helam Davar, so that you'd be able to use it as a primary source, is repair coming out of that woods. Get back to your seat, Andy. So then what would be the din that would tell me directly in Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, which then I would be able to apply? Instead, you say, well, can't do that, you know. I'll double the din in the Par Kohen Mashiach, and that way it'll be as if it's written. It's crazy. What do you mean, as if it's written? Just write it in directly, for God's sake. What kind of explanation is this? L'ichtevei begufe, v'lo nakish. Aha, says Rabbi, that's the whole point. Because if I would have written it directly in the Par Helam Davar, no one would ever have known the better. People would have thought, yeah, you know, maybe a Dover Alomei Be'ekesh can be Chozer Melagdik Be'ekesh. And if you would ask me, well, if that was true, wouldn't the Torah tell me a double Hekesh? Let the Torah learn out Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor directly out of the Par Kohen Mashiach, and then it wouldn't have needed to repeat it. Nah, I mean, that doesn't bother me so much. I mean, it's obviously the Torah wants to write the din. Yeah, we could have done it through a hekesh of asah, kasher asah, but the Torah will often repeat a halacha instead of telling it to us through a hekesh. That's not the kasha. So now, however, now the Torah teaches you, dafka, it does make the hekesh, and it does not write it in the parsha of the Parhalim Dabashat Tzibur. And nonetheless, it needs to say Kasher Asah Lezevach Hashlamim, because that teaches us that Davra Lamed Behekesh Eino Chayzer Umalamed Behekesh. So this too, says Rava, is a raya to the same idea. So it's another brilliant exposition of Rabbi Shmuel's din. Well, it says it isn't really Rabbi Shmuel, but din in Kochim that is unique to the various limudim. And now we're going to need to figure out both these dinim, hekesh. Can a hekesh be malamed through another hekesh? No. Can a hekesh be malamed through a gzeirah shavah? Can a hekesh be malamed through a kal vachomer? Can a gzeirah shavah be malamed through a hekesh? Can a kal vachomer be malamed through a hekesh? Can a gzeirah shavah be malamed through another gzeirah shavah? Can a kal vachomer be malamed through another kal vachomer? Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to have to look at all of those possibilities in order to understand the rule of ein alamed, lamed bin alamed. So a nice way to remember is, now obviously, since we have already our four possibilities of different types of limudim, we are going to have to, because it includes itself in any one, so we're going to end up having 16 different questions. We've only dealt with one. And what we've got to figure out is, when do we use a lamad min alamad in all four possibilities? A mametzinu, which is a binyan av, a kal vachomer, a hekesh, and a gzera shava. All of these combined give us 16 different possibilities, and we're going to have to look at all 16. So far we've tackled one, hekesh, learning from a hekesh, and we found two sources to tell us that a hekesh cannot be lamed min a hekesh. Now, let me ask you something else. So, you say, davar halamed behekesh, eino chozer malamed behekesh. Okay, we know that. Check. From where? Either from Rava, from Ravina. So we had two beautiful possibilities for that. Both of them were lovely. All right. How about the next question? Can a Dover Halamed Behekesh teach something else through a Gezerah Shava? Maushila made Gezerah Shava. Well, Tashma, let's take a look at a case like that, a Brita, and we'll see. Tashma. Rabbi Natan ben Avtulmus Eimer. How do we know that Pricha in Begadim is Tohar? So remember what this means. A person who has Tzarat, and now this Tzarat spreads over his entire body. That's called Pricha. And what's the din? That Porach Bekuloi, if it's Kuloi Lovan, Tohar Hu, right? Do we have a special halacha? And that is said binogea, a person. But would it also be true that if a beged had tzarat, that if the entire beged turns also colors, that then it's tahar? Or was that a special halacha that was said by tzarat ha'adam? So minayin lepricha bivgadim shehi tahora. What's the gezerah shava? A very strange distinction, because it's built on a very strange use of words. It's almost mad, the use of words. So what does it say? Yura'ah kohen achreihu kabes et hanega, b'nei lo nafach hanega eseino, v'hanega lo pasa, tamehu be'esh tisrafenu. Listen to these words, amazing words. This is a pachetetu, Bekarachto o begabachto. What? Karachto or gabachto? Karachto or gabachto are references to a person's head in which there's the karachat from the midpoint of the skull back, or the kapachat to midpoint forwards. Fine, whatever we understand the difference to be, but it has nothing to do with clothes. What in the world? Since when do clothes have bald spots? That we can use that word karakto begabachto? This makes no sense at all. And yet, we're making it a din in Beged, and therefore we compare it to the words of Tzarat HaRosh. V'chiye bikarachat o begabachat. Mega lavana damdam. Tzarat porachati bikarachto o begabachto. You must admit, it's very strange. A karachat being a baldy towards the back, or a gabachat being a baldy towards the front. I mean, what does this have to do with Beged? So we use this Gezeira Shava to tell me that pricha, just like pricha on the rosh of a person, is tohor. If the entire hair turns, the entire skull in the karachat or gabachat turns white, then it's no longer metamic. So just like over there, malahalan by karachat v'gabachat parach b'kulay tahor, so too if the whole beged changes colors, so parach b'kulay tahor. By the way, what does karachat v'gabachat even mean when it comes to a beged? Okay, so over there, Chazal tell us that the word karachat v'gabachat means worn out begadim or new begadim. Okay, so we're using it as a borrowed term. But in any event, where do we know the din that a karachat v'gabachat that turns completely white is metaher? How do we know that? That's because since by tzaras haguf, not to be compared to karachat v'gabachat, the tzarat haguf is not on the area of the scalp, and it says by karachat haguf, it says that if it's parach miroshova adrag lav, then tohar, right? And since there's a hekesh of rosho to regel, so that hekesh teaches us that just like negiat saras haguf, kulo yafach lavan, parach bekulo tahor, so too, by karachat v'gabachat, afkan kulo yafach lavan, parach bekulo tahor. But that itself is only a hekesh. And we see that we're learning out the din of Tzaras HaBeged from a Gzeirah Shoveh to something that was learned by a hekesh. Surely Handy's hand is meant not to be a question which would have been electronic, as any forest liver knows. He must be saying to us, hello. And we say, hello, Moshe Reuven, it's a pleasure to see you. Oh my gosh, he does have a question. Speak to us.
Isn't this a din in kachim? I thought that lamed min alam was only
patience. Patience. I thought we're past the Barnea attacks here. He left the room. Patience. Patience. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, what does this prove? Did you not just hear from Moshe Reuven ben Zlatachava exactly what the din is? Bechol atayra kula alamedim lamad milamad. If you're talking about chulin, tzaras is chulin. There we can learn any lamad from any lamad. It's only by kachim that we have this whole problem. Chutz ben hakodashim over there, in danin lamad mi lamad. So therefore, what does this have to do with the question of a davar lamad behekesh chozer malamed begzereshava by kachim? How are you bringing a raya from tzaras with this in kachim? And I'll prove it to you. Of course, it's only in kachim. In Kachim, and here I'm going to bring you a raya here about the din of a hekesh teaching through Gzeirah Shavah, not this ridiculous stuff of looking to tzaras. Here's the reason. Because in Cain, if even when it comes to Kachim, you'd be able to say that a hekesh is melame to a Gzeirah Shavah, so then why did we need to know the din of Tzofain Be'osham? We could have learned it out of a Gzeirah Shavah, which we have that Gzeirah Shavah that is brought Kodesh Kodashimi, that compares us over here. All of these Chatos and Hashomais must be to tell me that I needed the special din of Tzofain because I wasn't able to learn a Dover Alama Behekesh to teach me to other things through Gzeirah Shavah. Well, maybe that's not why. Maybe the reason that I wouldn't be able to wasn't because I can't use Akish for Xereshava, but because the Xereshava would not have worked. Because I could have said, Malach Atas, Shekein Mechaperes Al Chayvei Krisis. Hold on a minute. I mean, when we're talking about over here, remember that Xereshava that's not Muflam, Shnei Tzadim, if you have a Kasha on it, so then you can actually say, I can't apply this Gezeirah Shavah. So maybe the reason that over here I wasn't able to use this Gezeirah Shavah to teach me the din of an Arsham being similar to the Chattas is because of the tremendous nafkamina that a Chattas is very chomor. And it is Mechaper and Chayvei Krisis, which we've seen all along, that that's considered to be a Chumrah that makes it much more a mocker of these chumras and not a place where we can learn them out from. Yes, that would be true, but it says those words, Kodshe Kodashim, it actually says it twice. It says it in Daber La'aron, so it says, Daber La'aron V'albanav, Dot Torat HaChatat, Bimkom Asher Yishchat Ola Yishchat HaChatat, Kodesh Kodashimi, okay, on one that we have the extra Kodesh Kodashim. And then Legabi the Asham, we also have Zotorata Asham, Kodesh Kodashim He. And we also, therefore, find when it comes Legabi both Asham, where we're talking about giving it to the Kohen as a Chelek, it says Zeri Elecha mi Kodesh HaKodashim, Mina Esh. And that's in Kerach. So, what means that the extra Kodesh Kodashim should be enough for it to be a real Gezeirah Shavah. And therefore, if it's a real Gezeirah Shavah, where I have Mufna, Mishnei Tzadim, I can't ask a question on Gezeirah Shavah. I can't ask, Gezeirah Shavah doesn't make any sense because a Chattas cannot be teaching us something about something that's not Mechaper on Chayvei Krisis. Doesn't matter. The Torah made Gezeirah Shavah, which is Mufna. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that since we don't rely on that limud, and instead we needed the whole daf we did today, which teaches me the din of Tzofein Ba'asham, lit ikuva, must be that I can't learn out from a hekesh, even through Gezeirah Shavah. That proves the second of the 16 possibilities. So a hekesh cannot learn from a hekesh, and I teach through a hekesh, and a hekesh cannot teach through Gezeirah Shavah, given. Next, is it possible for a Dover HaLamed Mehekesh to turn around and teach something through a Kal Vachomer? For that exciting next episode, the third exciting episode in the Dover HaLamed Min HaLamed, we will have to wait for tomorrow in the same station, same time. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode.